today we have TechSmith, makers of Camtasia, and we're speaking with Dewey Ho, VP of Product Development, and Dean Craven, CTO. How are you today, gentlemen?
Doing well, thank you.
Great.
Thanks so much for joining me. I wanted to make sure I called some attention to TechSmith because we've been spending the last 12 months, people at Microsoft like myself, really trying to highlight some of the great Windows 7 stories out there. And one of the really useful tools at my disposal for doing this is Camtasia Studio. If you want to show how great an application works, it's nice to do a screencast. And then as I'm getting some of these Windows 7 stories out there, I realize, you know, Camtasia Studio is itself a pretty darn good Windows 7 story. So thank you for that.
All right. Thanks.
Specifically, what I wanted to draw attention to was a couple of the simple things. Taking a product like Camtasia Studio, what was your progression of, you know, discovering Windows 7 came along, becoming compatible, and then adding a couple features? Did you jump on it right away, or did it take a while? Was it difficult? Was it easy? Give us a background.
Right. We were on it very early on. For years and years, TechSmith has been, you know, developing on Windows, and, you know, when Windows 7 was out, or even before it was out, we were, you know, investigating what it meant to be on Windows 7, and did a lot of research early on. We were heavy into the logo requirements and the guidelines for Windows developers that Microsoft puts out. We, you know, studied those very carefully and made sure our applications were, you know, following the guidelines there. And then, of course, you know, features specifically, we looked into what made sense for, you know, the timing of the releases and what we could put in for the next version of Camtasia. And version 7 was, the timing was right for version 7, and it ended up choosing a few things that we did for Camtasia Studio 7.
You added a couple of really important and simple, kind of subtle features, jump lists, and then progress directly on the taskbar. Were those easy to implement, or did they take a long time? Were they more challenging than you expected?
From what the developers have said, it wasn't hard at all. They were very straightforward, pretty, you know, simple things to implement. There weren't too many surprises, and the overall effect of those have been very nice. There's a lot of features that they've said that we kind of get for free. If you're a well-behaved Windows application, then you get, like, if you use the most recently used file list, then those immediately appear on the jump lists as well. So that there's a lot of functionality you just kind of get for free for being a good Windows application. And then the jump list specifically, you know, we added things that made sense for Camtasia Studio, and then it made a lot of sense to use the progress bar shown on the taskbar. That's really nice.
Yeah, and that's the one that, as a user, this made me have to reach out to you, because when you do a long-running process and when you're processing a video, it takes a while to turn it into the size format that you want. It's really, really nice to be able to see what's going on the taskbar
Yes.
while you're working in some other program at the time. So thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Let's briefly talk about a couple of the other products. I noticed Snagit doesn't yet have specific jump list items, but one thing I did notice is that you have adopted the ribbon interface. What led to that decision?
Well, that was actually introduced in Snagit version 9, which is now a couple years ago.
Okay.
So we were very early in the adoption of the ribbon. The whole backstory of that is really probably a longer story than I can go into right now. But it was really centered around what would be the best user experience for Snagit on Windows. And the ribbon was the interface that was chosen because we went through a major rewrite of the editor and just that whole interface. And we chose the ribbon for lots of reasons, you know, discoverability being, the biggest one. There were just so many features inside Snagit that nobody would ever be able to find. And then the ribbon allowed people to discover those things and access those things a lot more easily than what we had before.
Yeah, so the story is a lot like Office. Same reasons, you know, we have the sort of bloated Snagit, and it can do what you want. You just have to find it. And the ribbon let that sort of be more context-oriented and put the features, the controls right at your fingertips, right when you need them.
Nice. One of the nice side benefits of a ribbon-style interface, the designers made sure that it was fingertip-friendly, and as more and more touch-enabled, multi-touch-enabled PCs come out with Windows 7, those just naturally work more easily than menu-based systems as well. Little side benefit there.
Yes.
Well, one last comment. Tell me about Moray. That's a product I'm not familiar with. What does Moray do?
Right. Moray is another product that we created now about 6 years ago. It's specifically for usability testing. You know, we're a software development company, and how the idea came about is that we saw a lot of people using Camtasia Studio to record what was happening on the screen for the purposes of doing a usability test. And what that is, you know, sitting a user down in front of your software, and, you know, in the traditional sense, there'd be, you know, video cameras showing them what they're, you know, pushing, their facial reactions. Well, we saw that, well, we could almost do that with the Camtasia Studio product we had, and it was a matter of tailoring it, figuring out what the problems to solve for that particular, you know, use case of what they're trying to do, and then making a product centered around that. So at a high level, Moray records your screen. Not only that, it records what we call a rich recording technology. It records not only what you see, but all the events that are happening on the desktop. When Windows opens or closes, clicking, mouse movement, all those things are recorded into a data stream that which then can be searched very easily for the purposes of, you know, understanding if the user was successful doing a task in a usability test. And we did for Moray just recently get the Windows 7 compatibility logo as well. So that's actually logoed for Windows 7.
Very nice. So what's next for TechSmith? Anything down the pipe that you can tell us about?
There's a number of things. We need to keep improving our support for high-definition video in Camtasia. That's an ongoing challenge. 64-bit support as well. I mean, our applications for the foreseeable future, the main apps are going to be 32-bit, but we're getting way more requests for 64-bit codecs or a screen recording codec, 64-bit Office and browser add-ins. That's very much increased.
In general, richer, more engaging UIs. So, you know, we're looking at Windows Presentation Foundation.
Great.
In a lot of places. Our Jing low-end screen capture screen recording product, the Windows Jing client, is actually WPF, so we've got some experience there, and we love it.
Great.
We're always internally, you know, looking to improve our products in the next versions, the next releases. You mentioned Snagit didn't have any Windows-specific features, Windows 7-specific features. That's something that, again, the timing didn't work out quite right for the last release, but, you know, we are looking at adding some of those things in the future.
And there's things with the jump list that, as we get deeper into, you know, our thinking about it and what it means for our applications, there's a lot of interest here in doing more with that, you know, sort of jumping into points in your task-based process with our applications, you know, that we just had never thought of before.
Once you get more used to jump lists, you start wishing that every piece of software stopped using the system tray and moved that functionality to the jump list. But it's a little bit different paradigm, so it takes time to figure that out, I'm sure.
Yep.
Very cool. Anything else?
There's some fancy things ahead, I think, with screencasting. You know, we're thinking about it in new ways that revolve around sort of higher production value and leveraging our unique knowledge of what's on the desktop, you know, what these objects are, and when they appear and disappear, and doing some richer sort of compositions and things. So that's an exciting sort of, you know, screencasts have always just been considered boring and maybe forever boring, but we don't think it needs to stay that way.
No argument here. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing your time with me today, and I hope to see more great things from TechSmith in the coming months and years. Thank you.
Thanks.